request Kyla Bennett to lead.
Sure. And thanks so much for that summary. I really appreciate it. I just have a couple of quick questions. Patrick, what about the rusty patch bumblebee? My understanding was that there was some habitat on Sears Island there. Is that going to be assessed as well?
Rusty patch bumblebee in Maine, the only area we ask agencies to consult is a small patch up by Stockton Springs, further inland. Rusty patch bumblebee hasn't been found in Maine since 2009 or so. So it's, although there may be suitable habitat on the island, we haven't designated critical habitat for rusty patch bumblebee. And as far as we know, they don't occur anywhere near the project except for Stockton Springs. And we haven't found them there since 2009.
Okay, thank you. And Christine, I have a question for you. I'm not sure if you saw, I was not aware that you were going to be the project manager for this. So when Pierre sent our letter regarding the causeway, I'm not sure how many of you from the federal agencies, how it, if it wended its way down to you, but it's highly likely that the Maine DOT never installed the 2-foot culvert in the causeway, which they were required to do under the permit that was issued in 1988. And because I guess that would be a permit violation and not an unpermitted discharge, that would fall in the realm of the Corps' enforcement. I'm wondering if you know the status of that. I know that Maine DOT sent some people out to look for the culvert, but I'm not sure that they found it because I don't think it exists.
Yeah, so I think, was that the letter that was addressed to our commander, Colonel Pavis?
Correct, yes.
Yes, okay, so yes, it did make its way to me. He kicked it over to me at some point. So I have the letter in my hands. We found the hard copy administrative record yesterday. So I've been looking through everything. I have a file box full of paperwork. So I've been going through that historical record, but I've only had about 24 hours where I've had it in hand. So I'm looking at the previous permits because of the winding history, I guess I'll call it, of this site and other proposed projects and all of the actions that have happened here. It's going to take me a while to look at the entire thing. So I'm looking at it. I'm trying to find the order of operations, what went on, and where the permits were and what happened. So we're looking into it right now. We have received the letter and are aware.
Okay, thank you so much. If you need us to go up to Augusta where there's a repository of documents, there may be something up there that you don't have. That's the one thing that we were wondering, is whether there was some permit amendment that none of us were aware of that allowed them to delete the culvert. But I would find that strange because in court they represented, in all the court cases, Maine DOT represented that culvert made the causeway a bridge, and therefore they got a bridge permit, not a solid fill causeway permit. So I really don't want to lose sight of this particular fact. I know it sounds ancient, but as Phil knows, that solid fill causeway has really disrupted the tidal flow patterns there and has resulted in a lot of environmental damage. I don't know how much that 2-foot culvert would have helped, but certainly it would have helped a little bit. And if it was part of the permit and it was never built, I think it needs to be addressed whether the Sears Island alternative is chosen or not. So thank you for that. That was one of my questions was, who's the lead agency? I guess the answer is we don't know. I assume it's going to be the Corps as it was in previous years. No, you don't think it's going to be the Corps?
No. So I would strongly advise against that assumption.
Okay.
There's quite a bit of nuance when it comes to determining who is the lead federal agency, but at least in my coordination with Maine DOT so far, they've indicated a couple of different other federal agencies that may be providing funding, and if any other federal agency is providing funding for this project, that is automatically Army Corps will not be the lead federal agency. It seems to me, at least from what I'm seeing and hearing, that it's highly unlikely that there isn't going to be another federal agency funding, so I would be very surprised if we are the lead federal.
Okay. So Federal Highway, maybe? I mean, or BOEM?
Definitely not BOEM. Go ahead, Tim.
I mean, it could be DOT. It could be MARAD. We're really not sure, and I didn't get very far in the conversations that I had, you know, and that seems like a really important first point when we're talking about process, right, to have an organizing factor. Christina, it's interesting for me to hear, I hadn't heard that the Corps would not be a lead federal agency if there's federal funding from another source. I still think that there will have to be a real discussion that's going to happen, but Kyla, we don't have any good intel on that at all.
It would be
helpful for all of us if we did, because then we'd be able to rally around, you know, it'd be more organized, I think. But there's no application, there isn't anything yet. That's the other thing. There's only news stories and a state's position, so there's nothing yet to coalesce it.
We've been pretty with our office of council, not on this project particularly, but on large projects, multiple federal agencies in general, and our office of council has a stance and regulation to refer back to, and that funding trigger is the primary trigger to determine NEPA lead.
Okay, thank you. I think David has a question.